there, everyone. It's leatherneck time at the Make-Believe Ballroom. That means a quarter hour of recorded music you like, presented by the United States Marine Corps. This is Al Jarvis directing the entertainment spotlight to Harry James and the Tango Jealousy. About 1937, Ted Weems. It did pretty well for a while, and then, like all the others, people forgot about it. But 10 years later, it played it on the air, and it became so popular that new pressings had to be made all over again. Here it is, Ted Weems and Company, with Elmo Tanner whistling Till His Heart Aches. Thank you. Yes, sir. This is Al Jarvis with Leatherneck Time at the original Make-Believe Ballroom. And speaking of Leathernecks, do you know how Uncle Sam's Marines got that nickname? Well, back in the days of John Paul Jones, when shipboard fighting was often done with cutlass and broadsword, the Marines wore high leather collars to avoid being decapitated. Just for that, their enemies started calling them Leathernecks. It's a good story, and it's a good day with Carolyn Gray and Gene Krupa. Did you ever wonder what it takes to make a Marine? Well, you take one normal, healthy American young man, add the most modern and thorough training which can be had, mix in a generous portion of loyalty and comradeship, which the Leathernecks call esprit de corps, and there you have it, a real Marine. Men who can qualify are invited to drop in at the Marine Corps office nearest them and talk over the advantages enjoyed by Marines. You'll find it plenty interesting, and you'll probably decide right then and there to be more than a man, to be a Marine. The spotlight turns now to the late Glenn Miller and his orchestra as they close this little session with an old favorite, A String of Pearls. Leather neck time at the original make-believe ballroom has brought you a quarter hour of recorded music you like, presented by the United States Marine Corps. This is Al Jarvis signing off and telling you men to do yourself a favor. Be more than a man. Be a Marine.